Sarah News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The top United Nations court has ordered Israel to halt its military offensive in southern Gaza in Rafah. The decision on Friday by the International Court of Justice in The Hague may isolate Israel in the court of world public opinion, but it has not slowed Israel's military operations. Here's the BBC's Paul Adams.
No one should be under any illusion. Israel is not about to halt its attack on a city it describes as the last stronghold of Hamas. For now, Mr. Netanyahu seems determined to press on. But the ICJ ruling is just the latest in a series of signs of Israel's increasing international isolation. The International Court of Justice may be powerless to stop the war, but the political and diplomatic cost of Benjamin Netanyahu's relentless pursuit of what he calls total victory in Gaza is mounting by the day.
Former National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien says terrorists around the world have been emboldened by U.S. weakness that was first put on display by President Biden in his botched pullout from Afghanistan.
Kabul is a catastrophe, and it gave solace and buoyed up the spirits of all the terrorist organizations around the world, from the terrorist regime in Moscow to attacking Ukraine to Iran to the Hamas.
O'Brien interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Senator Tom Cotton mincing no words about Donald Trump's New York trial. He says the whole thing has been what he calls a sham from the very beginning.
With a partisan prosecutor who campaigned on a platform of indicting Donald Trump, and a partisan judge who's consistently ruled erroneously against President Trump, who should have recused himself probably because of his daughter's work for partisan Democrats like Adam Schiff.
That is the voice of U.S. Senator Tom Cotton. He hails from the state of Arkansas. He was interviewed this week on the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt Show. And this is SRN News. Peru takes a stand on transgenderism, and we get a report from Michael Harrington.
If you are a man and believe that you're actually a woman, or a woman who believes she is actually a man, you are suffering from mental illness. That is what the government of Peru maintains, and President Dina Boluarte has made it official, signing a decree that classifies transgenderism as a form of mental illness. LGBT groups at the national and international level are attacking, suggesting that Peru should be the target of sanctions. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The American Civil Liberties Union has filed a complaint against a Mississippi school district over a dress code policy based on students' sex. The ACLU claims a dress code discriminates against transgender students, specifically boys who are choosing to live as girls. One 16-year-old boy tried to wear a dress to a regional band event, but was told by the principal he could not represent the school dressed in that manner. This is SRN News. Voter ID could be on the ballot in Nevada.
The state Supreme Court ruled Friday an initiative to amend the state constitution and require voters to show photo ID at the polls can appear on the November ballot as long as organizers collect enough signatures. Just over 100,000 valid signatures need to be collected by June 26th for voters to approve this year and again in 2026 in order for it to take effect. The measure also calls for an extra layer of verification for mail ballots, such as the last four digits of a driver's license or Social Security number. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
Scientists with a Boston aquarium are urging beachgoers to report sightings of great white sharks this holiday weekend. That's after signs of shark bites were observed on a number of marine mammals. Memorial Day weekend marks the unofficial start of summer in New England, and people are already flocking to the beaches because of good weather. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.